Holy shit, Homer Simpson's here. We have a celebrity in the audience. He looks very angry, though, so. Hey, everybody, I just want to say thank you very much for coming here this weekend. We appreciate it very much. Give yourselves a big hand. If I haven't said it before, we consider you all our closest friends. And you're all invited over to Rob's house. We're going to have beer and whoopee pies.
Actually, I'm going to be homeless really soon, so. Sorry, I can't have a party because I don't have a house
anymore. Hey, wait, Chuck, you're getting a new house. Let's go to Chuck's new house.
Yeah.
And crap on the floor. Eat it.
Let's have a gross out contest
at Chuck's house. I bet you I can vomit more blood. Anyway, we just wanted to say thanks very much for making this, once again, making this a really fun, great, down-home family-style kind of barbecue-type action. And
how did you make it seem like last year sucked and this one ruled?
Yeah, pretty much. The first thing I want to do, we're going to do a couple of things before we start playing music-type stuff. The first thing I want to do is I'd like to thank everybody who participated in the Tune Hunt this year. The winner is going to get a couple of free tickets and backstage passes to any show that they would like to this year. And
except New Year's or Halloween, where offers are limited.
The large print
and blood.
The large print giveth, and the fine print taketh away. But anyway, the winner is going to get free passes and tickets for two to any show. And the second and third place winners will win some mo crap, and all three will get a signed mo down poster. Very lovely.
We love you.
Remember, you were here.
Mo down. Poster.
The movie. The lunchbox.
Take one anyway. Home today. Make your friends jealous.
Hey, Rob, can you do me a favor?
What would that be, Chuck?
I remember what happened last time he said that.
Al was born.
Just hold this for a second, will you? These are, nobody got all of the Tune Hunt entries correct, but these are the ones who had the most, and they were tied. And Rob's gonna pick us up a winner. Can I have a drum roll, please? Fish around, kid. Don't look. I think he's got one. The one with the $100 bill attached to it.
The winner is Mike Hunt. Oh, I'm sorry.
Eileen Dover.
Matt Trombley. If Matt Trombley could please come to stage right or your left.
Am I supposed to give his phone number? Because his phone number's on here.
Sure, yes. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And his address.
His email address, his social security number. It's all there.
Credit card numbers.
Matt Trombley is the winner.
Matt Trombley, if you could please report over to the side. Someone will help you out with your stuff. That's the first one. That is the grand prize winner, by the way. And these are the two runners up. Rob, if you would be so kind.
Al Schneer.
Yes!
Derek
Schneer.
Malinkazak.
Derek Malinkazak.
Manfred Jensen. Malinkakish.
Same goes for you, dude.
Darren,
report
Derek
over here, or we'll get in touch with you by
Mellencamp.
Mellencamp. So Malachi. Derek is number two. Trombley is first.
Mixelplex.
Derek is number two, and number three is drum roll, please. Read that shit, homie.
And Cavallo!
And Cavallo! And Cavallo, if you'd be so kind as to get your ass over there, or we will get in touch with you. Trombley, Derek, and Ann. 1, 2, 3. And now, we have something else that we have to get to. That Skip. Man is on Skip. Drugs.
Skip! 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 Skip!
Skip! Skip! Skip! Skip! Skip Richmond, everybody! Skip Richmond!
Skip! 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 Skip!
Now, I know in the past that this whole Mayor of Mobile thing has been clouded in controversy.
Fiasco.
And has been sketchy. And...
Fiasco. Ballot stuffing.
It is, you know, seemingly corrupt, as it would...
Evil.
As you would... You know, you really wouldn't imagine that in this community.
Rife with corruption.
And because it's not good for the community, man.
I did it all for the drugs.
But we're not going to change anything. We're going to do it exactly the same way we do every year.
Keep it corrupt. Keep our mayor corrupt.
Exactly. Now, basically, this is how it goes. No, I'm not putting Mo Titties on the ballot again because he's not here. That isn't... It's up to us who we want to basically let you vote for. And
this has nothing to do with us, really.
You're right. We don't even know how it works or why it happens.
It's not about us. We're just the
guys with
the
microphones. It all started with Jimmy Boone. And he's not here, so maybe we shouldn't even do the Mayor of Mobile this year. Do we even have a Mayor of Mobile here?
Flute Girl. Is Flute Girl here?
I haven't seen her. Oh, you know what? Wait. I just remembered something.
So we do have a former mayor to preside over.
We do have a former mayor of Mobile here. Good old Joe. Let's see what Joe has to say. He's looking a little peaked today. I think he might have gotten what my kid had. Yeah. Well, Joe, sure. About 3 or 4 of them. I don't know.
Right, we're coming with you.
So, I thought that was a smoke bomb.
I thought it was all the beans. Yeah, it was me. All right, I had 3 falafels in the last day and a half. That might be me.
Even though something is possibly on fire, we're going to vote for the mayor of Mobile.
Surrounded in controversy.
Now this year we have some interesting candidates. We have Homer Simpson, the cardboard cutout.
How long have you been practicing?
That's quite a response from the crowd. We have a guy dressed in a cellophane cow costume. Wow, I didn't think anyone would care about him. We have our second place winner from last year, Beer Man. We have somebody very special, somebody who has campaigned quite a bit and is a hard worker and endorsed by Joe. Who's that? I didn't hear yet anything you said. You know what? You're in my left ear, and I took that out. Oh, sorry. Yes. Oh, Flute Girl's here.
Oh, look who decided to show up.
So now we have someone to pass the torch on.
Hold it. Hold on a second.
What a surprise!
How much are we in debt
Holy
in the past
shit.
Year? How much have you driven us into debt in the last year?
It's the balanced budget. It's
Yes, anyway. Paid taxes.
Well, we have somebody who's the... That's not Flute Girl.
It's an imposter. Oh my God, you're right. Take okay. off your top.
Let's see if she can fly.
Let's see if she can play the flute. That's probably a better test.
But I need to play with the guitar. I can't just play. I can't play flute anymore.
Sorry, I can't play guitar. I made a career out of it.
Well, there you go.
Flute Girl!
You played in the wrong key. You can't play flute in that key, dude. That's like G plus. Okay. Now, the other candidates that we have left... Where was I? Okay. The other candidate that, you know, aptly, she came up just in the nick of time because there's a guy running around calling himself Recorder Boy. And apparently he's got some pretty strong backers. It doesn't sound like it from here, from this angle, but... Who wants Recorder Boy to be mayor of Mogo? Wow.
Tepid. Tepid response.
Well, you guys can talk to Kyle over at John Street Graphics, the tent over there. You can boo him.
There's another candidate that we haven't mentioned yet. His name is Horn Guy.
Horn Guy.
Everybody who likes Horn Guy. Oh.
Hey, okay. You don't have to
It'll be a while for Horn Guy. He's gonna have to
if
campaign.
If you want
a bit
him,
more.
You can say okay. If you don't want him, be polite about it. Right?
No, boo. We like
don't
we
have
encourage
nice
booing.
To say, don't say it.
Now, there's somebody who campaigned hard last year, and he did okay. He did actually, he did admirably, considering he had no special gimmick.
Other than a cool name.
Yes, he has probably one of the coolest names I've ever heard. A man named Hodge. Wow.
That's hard. Overwhelmingly tepid.
And there's one other... sorry, Hodge.
The late ad.
No, you can't nominate the cow.
Skippy, stop thinking about beef.
All right, Skippy nominates the cow on stage last minute.
Right in candidate, the cow.
An inanimate object. The golden cow.
It's what's for dinner.
Oh, there's one other guy. I have a, hold on. I have a petition here with about 100 names, I guess. 101. It says, oh my goodness. We, the undersigned, do hereby nominate Jim Lachlan for the mayor of Moville. Wow, you lost to the cow, dude. Well, that's unfortunate. You're fired. Okay, so the way I see it, it's between Homer Simpson, the cardboard cutout.
Wait, hold your applause.
What?
I was gonna say, hold your applause.
Why?
Just so you could tell them who they're deciding between, and then we'll do the real.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
Applause as I say the names. Homer Simpson, the cardboard cutout. Cowman. The inanimate golden calf.
Ooh. Or rising in the forest.
Or beer guy.
Beer man. Inanimate. Atomic Calf. An adamant carbon rod is one.
Yeah,
it's pretty obvious to me. Not to you? You don't want it to be, do you?
I think we need to recount the ballots.
All right, we'll try it one more time. Homer Simpson. Guy in cow suit. Beer man. Inanimate golden calf.
Sorry, beer dude.
All right, there you go. This year, now one of us poor bastards has to take the stupid cow home. I guess you have to put the crown on the cow.
I have an idea.
That's code.
How about... I got an idea. How about we put the cow in a little red wagon at the top of the hill and send him down and see if he can navigate the hill. So long,
thank you
here.
For upholding
it's
your duties all year
here.
Long.
Good wave, Fluke Girl. We have a new mayor of Moville. We have our winners of Toontown. Stan here? Grab Stan. Before we go on, I just wanted to introduce somebody to y'all. This is somebody who has been kind of working, but not necessarily working, but just, he's working. He's been a part of the team with Mo for years and years. This is our archivist, Dr. Stan Lobitz. Stan is the man who picked the latest Warts and All, and the doctor featured on the cover therein. So, Dr. Stan, everyone.
All right. We promise from now on we're not going to say anything else for the rest of the set. We're just going to quickly play the songs as soon as we can. How's that sound?
The Shut Your Pie Hole set.
Let's hear it one more time for Inanimate Golden Cow.
How about a nice round of applause for all of our candidates?
Wow. How quickly they turn.
Hey, it's not my fault.
This is a brand new song that we played half of the other day. It's called McBain.